Presley with Martin Bester.
Oh man, have we tried various things on a Tuesday in a thing we call, we'd like to call a How Hard Can It Be? Okay. We've tried many things. Some of the tougher ones. For me, the axe throwing was quite tough.
Oh, that was one of my easiest ones.
Yeah, you were great at axe throwing.
Yes. I must say, I found our music with our mouth was probably one of my most enjoyable when we made music with our minds. That was lovely.
Magic Mouth? Yeah.
Yes.
That was pretty good.
Anyone who's keen to learn, Mouth, of course, plural for mouth.
That's correct.
It's not mouths. That sounds
ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Proper English, please.
Yeah. No, I do remember that morning, it was like, how hard can it be to make music with no instruments?
Yes.
Like, you know, with just with our mouth. Well,
just tune your whistle.
Yeah, my lips.
Yeah, lick your lips.
Okay.
Breakfast with Martin Bester, driving you to work every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.
The question is, how hard can it be to make music with your mouth?
Ahead of Valentine's Day.
Mouth muse.
I'm on trumpet. Felicity is on whistle.
Mm-hmm.
And Clola is on percussion.
What song was that? I'm sure the first person will get it.
It was Keep the Bag. I couldn't hear a word at first, so I can't take my eyes off of you.
That's very different.
I don't know what the song is, but I think it's going to be something
like... No!
It's Justin Bieber's Baby.
Obviously.
Jay-Z Bista.
That was terrible.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 to 9 weekdays.
How hard can it be? But today... So, today's idea, I was standing backstage at a show on Saturday at Amandelbult. It was a golf day and music fest. And at the golf day, they had an auction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And stood backstage and listened to the auctioneer do his thing. And they've got a very specific way of doing it. I thought to myself, you know, they've got like a rhythm. And they speak fast and they do the whole thing.
Ah, yes.
Like, how hard can it be to be an auctioneer?
Please.
Sure.
Is this a challenge?
Sure. We are trained professionals.
Thank you.
People. Yeah. Multi-talented. That's what our CV says.
just one line.
Yeah. Jade, how are you? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Martin.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, lovely. Thanks for having me.
We've met before.
Yes, we have.
Tell us about that experience.
That was at your golf day last year.
That's right. The Good Morning Angels golf day. This guy, he nailed that auction for us and raised a lot of money.
Yeah.
Do you do a lot of golf days?
I do. It's good fun. I like doing some charity work as well, giving something back, and also keeps you practicing, you know.
Now, how long have you been doing auctioneering?
Oh, I've been in the industry for about 32 or 34 years, but I think actively auctioning maybe 20 years.
20 years? Sure. How do you get into it? How do you one day realize I can do this?
You don't. It was by default. My dad had an auction business. Mm. And, I just left matric. Okay. And, I got my IDB, you know.
Yeah.
Went into dad's business.
So your international...
Yeah. In dad's business.
In dad's business.
IDB. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I really thought it was a slip.
That's a Jada. How do you say your surname?
Kai.
Jade Kahi. So that's Kahi Auctioneers.
That's it.
Thank you for coming in, and a great job at the Good Morning Angels Golf Day as well. So who started talking like that? Why did someone? How did someone realize that is a good way to sell stuff?
Yes,
is to talk like that.
So I believe it goes back to Roman times. Apparently they used to auction off their slaves and things like that. I believe that's how old the industry is. Yeah.
Oh wow! Okay, and no one along the way decided, ugh, let's just talk normal.
Yeah,
yeah. So people
can slow it down so people can hear what we're saying.
Goes, hey everybody. How about 2000?
Yeah.
That's right. Sir, there in the pinstripe.
Yeah, you.
Shirt.
Oh, great.
What about you? How are you doing? Lekker. Yeah. Okay. Well, you look like you've got money. How about $3,000? Come now.
My kids say we speak like this just to confuse people. They reckon that's the whole thing, is so that they don't know what they're paying.
You work with a plan. Yeah. So coming up, I'm going to ask Jade to give us a little bit of an example.
Yes, a demo.
Of how to do it.
Right.
And then we're obviously going to do it. And I would even say we'll take it a step further.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we are. Yeah, we'll put our money where our mouth are. And see how that goes. So how hard can it be to be an auctioneer? Coming up,
you're with your roaring family. Breakfast with Martin Bester. How hard can it be?
I was standing backstage waiting for my show to start on a Saturday at a golf day, and I was listening to the auctioneer doing his thing, auctioning off all kinds of memorabilia and things signed by the president. Famous rugby players and stuff. And then I realized they've got that specific way of talking.
Yeah, they do.
At auctioneering talking. To tell us more about it is Jade, our special guest on the show this morning. Does it have a name?
The chant itself.
The chant.
The chant, yeah.
So do you guys call about, do you say, do you sometimes beforehand, you look at the audience, you think, they're a bit green. It's not like your typical auction audience. So let's not use the chant. Let's just chat.
Definitely.
Is it?
Definitely. Yeah, you got to read the room. So sometimes you want to pick up the pace. Sometimes you want to slow it down. I think clarity over speed always. So there's one thing about speaking fast, but everybody should also be able to hear the numbers you're calling. Because it's important, I think, that you've got to have that clarity. So if they're not understanding you, then you've kind of lost the plot.
Unless it's a nonsense piece. If it's rubbish. like a glass or it. Oh, here's a lovely. For charity, guys, come on now. You know. All right, and you've been doing it for 20 years.
Yeah, give or take about 20 years.
20 years. But this is your family business.
Yes.
Your dad did this as
he
well.
He started this,
it's inbred. It's like, this is what you do. Yeah. He's really good.
Yeah.
That's why we got him at our Good Morning Angels Golf Day as well.
Right,
yeah. Are some things harder to sell than others, obviously?
Yes, definitely.
When you see something on a list and you think, what is that?
I think, you know, the secret is always, are there buyers out there? Because there's nothing worse
than
a dead room. So if the room is quiet and it's dead and there's no bidding, that's a hard place to be. It's not necessarily always the thing that's more difficult to sell. It's the people that make it.
If it's the right people, you can sell almost anything.
Absolutely.
I'd like to hear that.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you in a moment why. what I'm going to ask you now, it helps when people are drunk or not?
They get abusive.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, it's not always great. It's not always great. But yeah, a little bit of tipsiness goes a long way. Yeah,
right. Just to kind of loosen them up.
Just
in their wallets.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. When you're like, you know, having a good time and stuff, you end up spending more.
Yeah. Oh yeah, money is no option when I'm. Yeah, exactly.
You also probably with your buds.
Yeah,
so
that
you're going
ego.
To. You're
There's an
going
ego.
Going to bid.
Ego.
There's an ego.
Yeah. Ego. That's always my, when I'm asked to do auction stuff, which I don't do often, emotional blackmail.
Yeah, you have to.
Is where it's at.
Absolutely.
Bribery and corruption.
Is that a great job?
Yeah, absolutely.
I believe your company is so big.
Mm.
You must be very charitable.
You told us on the golf course.
You did?
For
4 hours. Yeah. How well you guys are doing this
the
year.
The car you bought.
Nice, okay. I saw it in the parking lot when you arrived. That's nice, Bruce.
I'm not coming to one of your auctions.
I'm learning something every minute,
All right, so you're going to give us a little bit of an example, and then we are going to try and do it, but we're going to up the game. We are going to try and sell something on the show this morning.
Oh?
It's something that was gifted to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's unusual. And I will show you on camera in a moment if you want to see what it looks like, because you've got to take it around the room.
Yes.
So people can see the item, the piece.
Yes.
So we'll show it on camera on social media. You can watch in a moment. Then Jade will show us how to do it, and then we'll try and sell the items that I'm about to show you.
Okay.
So follow us. We'll go live. I think we may even be live already on Instagram and Facebook this morning.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
It's time for
How Can It Be?
He's an auctioneer. He's been
with Martin
for many, many years. He's one of the most experienced auctioneers. Worked with him before at our Good Morning Angels Golf Day. What is the easiest item to sell?
Something that everybody wants.
Like so, what?
Generally, the you know, when you sell furniture and antique things like that, we do these warehouse auctions. People love that.
Oh.
It's a mixed batch. Often call it the pots and pans auctions. But
okay. But
people love those. There's lots of small little things for everyone to buy, and it's not that expensive. You can pick up something for 50 rand or 100 rand. So,
okay. Yeah. And these framed signed posters and things of rugby games, they're quite popular.
They're popular. They've also got their place, I think. So it depends on the right audience and the you know the right auction. They'll do well.
What's the toughest thing to sell?
Toughest thing is often a property. Going auction off a property.
Auctioning off a property?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean at a
distressed sale or whatever the case is, and you have to sell off a property of high value. That can be quite challenging sometimes.
I've got a very, very important question for you, and it's something that I've been wondering about for a very long time. When you go, I don't know if you've seen, have you ever in your life spotted a carpet place that's not closing down?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's threatening to you.
Have you ever, I mean, if you buy a carpet at a normal price, you're stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
In life.
Yeah.
Because they have sales.
Always closing down sales.
Shutting down auctions and stuff. I tried shopping there once or twice, but it's just, for me, it worked out more expensive.
Yeah.
Because I think they put people there.
Well, funny enough, I drove past one on Saturday in the parking lot, and the guy had a bid, and I was obviously listening closely as I was walking past, and he had a bid, but nobody advanced the bidding, so he said he won't sell it because there has to be competitive bidding. So if there's no competitive bidding, we don't sell.
That's not how it works.
Well, absolutely. If it's a real auction, it sells to the highest bidder, regardless
of price. Thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It starts with a reserve, I would assume.
Well, yes. If you have a reserve, then obviously you have to meet that reserve, but
above that, you've got to sell it.
You've got to sell it, yeah.
They don't sell it.
Yeah.
The guy just decides.
No.
Yeah. Sale continues until next week then.
Yeah, look, I feel sorry for them. There's always like three or four people sitting in a tent. It doesn't really have that vibe that you're looking for. You know? You need people to create an auction.
Now, I feel sorry for us because if you go back again the next week, they're still open. I'm just saying. Okay, so you're going to give us a bit of an example of how it goes. And then we are going to try and emulate it and see how hard can it be to be an auctioneer.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to see the items that we are going to try and sell this morning?
I'd love to. I've been sitting in anticipation all morning.
Okay, so we received lovely gifts.
Beautiful gifts.
It's very special.
Yeah.
Anyone takes the time sending us a gift.
Yes.
I'm like so grateful. I really, really am. This came in from, it just says C. Smith.
Yeah, there's no name.
And a number, just see C. Smith. And these are, what would you call these? Like dolls? Handmade dolls?
I would say handcrafted.
Handcrafted. That's how you sell it.
Of me.
Of Martin.
Yeah. So I suppose handcrafted replicas of Martin. There's one of Martin.
Yeah. So this is so like a little hoodie.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And a fluffy suit on.
Yeah. It's quite, I mean.
A lot of work has gone into that particular handcrafted one-of-a-kind piece.
So this is me in the morning with my toothpaste in my hand. And then there's a little thing here that says, what? Who ate the cat's poop? I'm so disappointed in you. So that's obviously talking to the one of the puppies.
The dogs, yeah.
One of the dogs. So that is a little doll of me. And then it's a bit random, but the other doll that came part of this gift set is of Gary Player.
Yeah, also handmade.
Also handmade.
Handcrafted, sorry.
Yeah, and handmade is not correct. It's handcrafted. Yeah. It's a unique, one-of-a-kind piece.
He's got a little foam peak as well.
Yeah, a little peak cap.
That says Gary Player, obviously. Yep. And with a
mini beer mug.
On a solid glass base.
Yeah, so a solid glass base. So, I mean, listen, I'm in great company.
Yes.
Anyone who thought of me and Gary Player at the same time and then made little handmade dolls of both of us.
So my question though, given the quality of these two handcrafted items, are they separate? Are they,
you know what,
separate sales items?
Can I be honest with you? Part of a set. I can't imagine anyone wanting my doll.
Right.
I should probably keep it and use it to, you know, scare my dogs or something.
Oh, so you're going to auction off the larger.
There's a doggy.
It's a little doggy.
Yeah, handmade, so, handcrafted.
Handcrafted, unique, one of a kind.
Forgot about the doggy.
Yeah, I forgot about the dog.
Is it a cat or a doggy?
It's a dog.
It's definitely a doggy.
Definitely a dog. With a lovely collar,
yes,
of a paw print around its neck.
It's so sweet. It's so cute.
It does have whiskers, which makes it unique. Some cat's whiskers.
So it's a cute little doggy, man.
Really, really big.
Man.
Cute little eyes.
It's so cute. I don't know if I let it go. But okay, let's...
I'm sure we can wrest it away from you, Martin.
Yeah, so,
you're going to have to let her go.
So it's a very sweet little family. It's me and Gary.
You're carrying your dog.
Because it's so random. Yeah. I love it when things are random.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think as a set of three, it really works.
Does it?
Yeah.
So. Okay, well.
So I think you should keep you.
I should keep mine.
I think you should keep yours.
Because I also look surprised.
You do look quite surprised.
You've had your coffee, your first coffee for the morning.
And can we just point out that the faces of both of those are created from what looks like photographs? So they've obviously been like carved out with, you know, there's work that's gone in there.
Craftsmanship.
Anyone who takes the time to do something like this, and I wish I knew your name.
Yeah.
I just know you as C. Smith, which is, I wish I knew your name to thank you for this. Anyone takes the time to make a gift like this and send it, I really do appreciate it. So, this is what we're going to auction.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. How would you describe these? Handcrafted dolls.
Unique.
Absolutely. Yeah.
One of a kind.
Yeah, so...
Collector's items.
The strangest thing I've ever auctioned.
There we go.
That's right.
I can finally answer that question.
Yeah, what is the strangest thing you've auctioned, Wilders? Yeah. Okay, so you're going to give us an example of how to do it, and then we are going to try and do it, and we'll have the WhatsApp line open, and people are going to bid via the WhatsApp line.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we're going to see... You know, who wants to bid on these handcrafted dolls? You can bid on one or both or the whole set. It's up to you.
Okay.
All right. Not precious like that.
So exciting.
So give us an idea. Okay. The WhatsApp line is 0848500942. You get it going and then it'll be our job to take it over. All right. So when you're ready.
So I just start off with whatever price and people will start bidding on WhatsApp.
Let's start. There's a reserve of, I would say, like 500 Rand.
Yeah, it's a good place to start for Gary.
Yeah, for Gary Player.
I think it's a very good place to start for Gary.
Gary Player.
Sporting legend.
He just teed off at the Masters.
Yes,
at the
he
age
did.
Of 90 or something.
How old
80,
he is now.
80 something. He's a legend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Three-time Masters winner.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I've done my homework. You've got to do your homework on these things. All right, so do you need music for this, or what do you need?
Oh, we don't have to, but a good backbeat never hurts.
Okay, now we need to do preparation. Okay. I'm going to take a song and take the news, and then we'll come back with the first live WhatsApp auction of handcrafted Gary Player doll. Coming up.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 to 9 weekdays. Jacaranda FM.
Songs have become shorter, much shorter.
Yeah.
So they're not long enough anymore to make a cup of coffee.
No.
Especially not with the kettle that we have. It takes approximately 2.5 days.
Yeah. That's right.
And ain't nobody got time. So
you
here's
start
the thing.
Boiling it on a Sunday.
Absolutely. Yeah. So here's the thing, and this is my suggestion. If you're just tuning in, we have an auctioneer in studio. His name is Jade. How hard can it be to be an auctioneer today? Mm-hmm. We're going to auction off items, very exclusive pieces, one of a kind.
That's great.
That's a good thing, right, for an auction.
Absolutely.
One of a kind. It's like you cannot... So Cynthia, her name is Cynthia, by the way. Cynthia made, handcrafted these dolls that she sent to us. One of Gary Player, which is iconic and legendary, of course, and the other one of me. And then also, this is me, if you're watching on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a toothbrush in my one hand, toothpaste in the other. It is actually the toothpaste I use, funny enough.
Oh.
And then also one of my dogs that looks guilty.
Yeah, it does look very guilty.
Like she just did something.
Yes. Yeah.
But now for the first auction, we're just going to do Gary Player.
Mm.
Because I'm thinking Gary Player will probably be enough to raise money for a coffee machine.
That is genius.
Yeah.
How clever are you?
Really?
Coffee, a push button, bean to cup coffee machine.
Life altering.
Thank you. In the mornings, I don't have to stand there and wait for the kettle to boil.
Yes.
I can walk out, push a button,
wow,
and I have coffee.
Love, 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 love. Genius.
Okay. All right. So there we go. Great cause. You always need a good cause, right, Jade?
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
Unique item, once off, one of a kind. Never to be repeated item. Give us an idea of how you would sell this item, and how do you bid on the WhatsApp line? But you need to write it out now, huh? Not a voice note. You need to write out Shoal
550.
Whatever.
Yes, and then Samantha 575, and then that kind. Yeah, okay.
How's this music? Does this give you a bit of a?
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quite the backbeat I was thinking of, but this will work. This will work.
You can see the bits as they come in.
I can see.
Okay, I'll refresh them for you and let you know.
So Gary's reserve price is $500.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll take increments of what? 50? Or what? How does it work? 100?
If we've got to get to a coffee machine price in 50s, we're going to be here for a long time.
I hear you. So what do you think? Like 100s?
Maybe 100s will be good. Maybe 100s will be good.
Okay.
We can break it out
at,
a bit more.
Starting at 500, Jade. Let's open the auction.
Yeah, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. 500 a bid now. I see 550 on the bid. At 550, I'm bidding on the WhatsApp line. At 550, you'll give me a 600 bid now. Let's go. At 550, I'm bidding on 550 now. I'm bidding on 600. Where? At 600 to go now. I'm bidding on 550 now. 600. Where? The bids are slow. And 600 are in the house now. 7 a bid now. I'm bidding on 700. Where now? I'm bidding on 700. Come along. Let's go. At 700, what do you say? I'm bidding on 700 now. Come along. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, at 600 by now. 7. Now 7 to you. Let's go. New blood. At 700, I'm bidding on 700. Where now? I'm going to get 700 the bid. Thank you. Now at 800 to buy. Now 800, I'm bid all in, all done at 800 a bid. Now let's go to 900. What do you say? At 900, I'm bid now 1,000. At 1,000 a bid now. It's Gary Player, ladies and gentlemen. At 1,000 a bid now. At 1,000, you're all in. You're all done. You joined. You got to come back to me now at 1,100 a bid. At 1,000 to go. What do you say? It's you joined now at 1,100. Come along, get in the lead. What do you do, sir? I'm 1,000 on him, all in, all done at 1,000 a bid now. No advance of 1,000, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to go at 1,000 now. At last chance at 1,100. I'm waiting for you, sir. There we go. Gaz is in at 1,200 now. I'm bidding on 1,200 to go now. Bidding at 12. Who said to me 1,500? What do you say, General? Let's go now. Bidding on 1,200. I'm bidding now 13. I got to get 1,333 to go now. Bidding on 1,300. What do you do? 1,200 the bid. At 1,300, I'm bidding on 1,300. Where? This is a lot slower than a live auction, I must tell you.
Should we give Felicity? Do you want to give it a try?
Sure.
How hard can it be?
Well, look, what I can hear is, and we're bidding, and this Gary Player one piece, it's very unique. We've got 1,200 rand, and come on, we're looking for 1,300. Come on, bidding on 1,300. Where is 1,300? Yes, Norma, it's a lot of fun. Norma, come on, 1,300. We're looking for 1,300. Is there 1,300 in the house? 1,350 in the house? Is it in there? Gary Player, come on. There's 1,300 in the house. Yes, it's LJB, 1,400. We're looking for 1,300. Yes, for the Gary Player.
Also, 1,500 from Jan.
Yes.
1,500 on the table. 1,500 for Gary Player. Unique piece. Only once off. 1,500 from Jan Wagenaar this morning. give me 1,600. I mean for 1,600. I'm probably going to take 1,600. That is halfway, possibly to a very great coffee machine. Your morning team needs a coffee machine.
Yes.
1,500 is what we have. Sarah's 1,300. No, that's going backwards. Yeah. We need to go forward. Right? 1,500 from Jan. I'm looking for 1,600. I'm going to let it go. It is on the table. 1,500, which is not bad. 1,500 going once.
Come on, Jan.
1,500 going twice.
Come on, Sarah, make it 1,600.
Sold at 1,500 rand to Jan.
We do have an improved bid.
1,500.
We do have an improved bid from Gaz.
I closed it. Gaz is too late.
Sorry, Gaz
is too late. We sold at 1,500 to Jan Wagenaar.
That's right. Well done, Jan. One of a kind piece.
Wonderful. Can you buy a decent coffee machine for 1,500 rand?
Well,
this is a good question.
Very good question.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe at an auction.
Should we try and sell the Martin doll of me with my dog?
It'll
be sad to see it go.
No, it would be very sad.
It'll be very, very sad to see it go. I think we should put a picture of it while we take a song.
That's a good idea.
Let's put a picture on social media of this beautiful doll made for me. I mean, I look very surprised here or angry.
Maybe that's your, just before you put the toothbrush in your mouth.
Also
it's
that.
It's that,
I think you had coffee and then you brushed your teeth first and then had coffee.
I have.
It's that
shock. So here's the look. And I have seen dolls with that look. it's a very unique piece, ladies and gentlemen. And we are going to auction off the doll of me and my very nice dog. Pictures on social media, and we'll come back with a live auction. How do you bid? You send us a text to 084-850-0942. Is this the guy who took the Gary Player doll? Jan Wagenaar, hoe gaan het?
Yes, good morning, how are you?
Good and you, Jan.
Yay, Jan.
You own one-of-a-kind piece here, Jan.
Yeah. It's literally a centerpiece for your art collection.
Yeah.
If you've got an art collection, this is going to be the one that sticks out.
It's on a glass base.
Made with lots of love from Cynthia, a listener to the show, and we appreciate it so much. Are you happy about your bid?
I'm happy. I'm very happy. Thank you. I have no idea what it looks like, but I'm happy to support.
You're going
to
be surprised.
Yeah.
Jan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day, my friend. Thank you very much. So that's Jan. He's the winning bid. Is that what you call it? The winning bid for the Gary Player doll. And it's went for 1,500 Rand.
Yeah. And I'm looking at some bean to cup coffee machine prices.
So a good one.
I mean, on the low end, we're looking at about 2,000 Rand. The high end, 46,000 Rand.
Dear.
Gosh.
What the heck?
Okay, about 4,000 Rand, it looks like, for a decent
one. No, I don't mind the 40 Rand. Let's see how far we can go with that.
Breakfast with Martin Bester, driving you to work every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.
This is the live auction. How hard can it be to be an auctioneer? That's the question for how hard can it be this morning. We've got Jade, and he's a professional auctioneer. And we are auctioning off amazing items made with so much love by a listener called Cynthia. Mm-hmm. She handcrafted these dolls, one of Gary Player and one of me. And the Gary Player one went for a smashing 1,500 Rand.
Did very well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going towards a coffee. It's an investment in your morning family.
That's
correct.
Because coffee is our thing. And we need a coffee machine, like a push button thing. Like those invented in the modern days of the 1960s, probably, or 70s, but we want one now.
Mm-hmm. Want to modernize.
Our kettle is from before that. So we want to modernize our little space in the morning and make it easy. Also, songs have become very short.
Short, and that time. Rushing. Yeah.
Yeah, rushing to it, and then I get back, and then the song is finished. Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't know if you saw this. Yuri is wanting to bid on the slow kettle as well. I think we can have a conversation afterwards.
No. That needs to go back to the person who borrowed it from. Maybe Gerd, actually. Okay, so the Gary Player doll went for 1,500 bucks. Now we are auctioning off the beautiful doll that Cynthia made of me. I'm wearing a very cool robe, like a gown.
Mm.
I'm busy brushing my teeth and shouting at the dogs, which about right.
Yeah.
And she also made a little one of my dogs as well. I don't know which one it could be. It's small. So the smallest dog I have is probably Lily.
Okay.
Right.
Lily is... She's a small, actually, she's like a medium-sized dog, but small. She's got small paws.
Okay.
It's like a, so that is a pop van May in van Lily. So if you want a bid on the WhatsApp line, 084-850-0942, you got to write it out because it's a live auction, people.
That's correct.
This is a world first, I think. That works like this, surely. Jade, a professional auctioneer. By the way, how did we do?
You guys were fantastic.
Hey? Pretty good.
Very, very good.
We spend so much time at these events, Jade, and we've listened to you guys. So I've picked up on a lot of the stuff. Yeah. I thought to myself, so Felicity and I have given it a go. You start, Paula, you pick up when he wants to hand over. And let's see how much we can get for my doll and for little doggy. And the money's going to go towards a coffee machine. Okay. Let's get some music going here. You can watch it live. Where are we live? All over. TikTok.
All right, so we got Martin Facebook and his dog.
And Martin and his dog.
There we go. Do we have any opening bids there
on
the WhatsApp line?
We do have an opening bid, can you believe?
Yes.
All right, where
from
do we go?
From Chenille, it's 1,000 Rand opening bid from Chenille.
Okay.
On the dog.
Yep. Thank you, Chenille. And let's go in 1,000 a bid now. I'm bidding 1,000. You'll say to me 1,100 where now. I'm bidding 1,000 a bid now. I'm at 1,100 where. At 1,000 a bid now. At 1,100 there. Now I'm bidding 1,100. Now I'm going to go to 12. At 1,200, I'm bidding. Now I'm going to go 1,200. What do you say at 13? There we go. Sharks at 1,500 now. Jump in there. At 15, we're doing better now. At 1,500 a bit now, I'm bidding in 1,500 now. Let's go beat the Gary Player doll. At 16, a bed number to get 1616. What do you do? It's 1600 a bed number to get 1700. Where? At 17. We're going backwards. Mm-hmm. We're going backwards. And that's from Kai Auctioneers. They're going backwards. Yeah. You wouldn't think that's an auction house. They're going backwards. They're 1700 now. At 1700 a bed number to get 1700, 1800. Where? It's all I think you need to take over.
Right, Brendan Parker, you're coming in with the 1200. It's a little bit too low. You need to put it up to 1600. Kai, you've come in with a 2000 from Colin. 2000, can I have a 2100? Do I hear 2100? Colin with a 2000 rand bid. Because I want to say something and I don't know what to say. So I'm going to just keep going like this because who knows what to say. But some guy just needed a little bit more words.
2000
words from Colin. Do we have a 2200? 2200. Oh, 2100 coming in from Kai Auctioneers. Wonderful. Chanel is a step back in. Chanel with a 2200 rand bid now. Do I hear 2300? 2300 going once. No, Lisa, you're going backwards. 1600 is not where we are.
Lisa keeps going backwards.
You need to add 1,000 rand to that, Lisa. We are 2,200 rand now. Do I hear 2003? Do I hear 2003 going once? Do I hear 2003? Oh, Jacques is coming with the 2,300. Yeah. 2,300. Here we go. I want to hear 2,400 going once. Jacques, I don't know what else to say now because I'm just going to say the words. And I love the.
Hand over to 2,300. I'm going to get 23. What do you do? 2,400. Where now? But on 23. Let's go to 24. And come along now. I'm going to get 23. 2,500. I'm bid now. At 2,25 on the refresh. At 2,500. I'm bid a little. Then at 25. What do you do? Let's go to 2,600 now. At 26. Come on. You know you want it. At 26. 600, I'm bid now. Let's go to 2,500. I'm bid at 26. It's only money, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. Now 2,600.
Like
2,600. What do you say now? Bid on 26. Let's go.
Coffee machine. It's for a coffee.
It's for a coffee machine. Yeah. Absolutely.
Your morning family.
We got to double the price on what we got for Gary Player. So we got a little way to go. Let's go. 2,600 now. At 2,600. I'm bid now. I'm bid at 2,600. What do you say, Felicity? Take over.
Oh yes.
I was there for you. Oh.
2,600. Come on, 2,600. That's what we're looking for. We're bidding for 2,600. 2,600 on the Martin doll exclusive. We will throw in the dog with it. Come on, 2,600. Here we go, Regan. There we go, Chanel. Yes, 2,600 rand. That's right. Come on, 2,600 rand. 2,700 rand. We had that for the Martin doll and bring him.
No, that's from the Bulls marketing office.
That is from the Bulls marketing office. Oh, amazing. You're gonna love this. It's gonna be with the dog. 2,600.
It's going next to one of their trophies.
That's correct.
New mascot.
Probably the, what's it called? The Webb Ellis Cup. That one.
We have that one as well. Yeah.
But 2,600 rand for Chanel. Come on, bring him. It's going up 2,700 rand.
Ladies
it's going
and
in.
Gentlemen,
We're going to call it 2,600 rand going once. 2,800 from Jacques. Come on, Jacques. Yes, Jacques. 2,800 rand coming in right there. Very strong. Come on. Do we get it to 3,000 rand? Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Work with me. Bring him.
3,000, take it.
3,000 rand. I'm going to take it at
3,000 rand. That's the nice coffee
machine. That's correct. I'm going to take it at 3,000 rand.
Someone.
I'm going to throw in the dog. Come on. 3,000 rand. The dog comes with it. It is a once of a kind exclusive Martin Bester doll. Exclusive dog. Big eyes. Beautiful lashes. 3,000 rand. 3,000 rand. Come on. 3,000 rand. Come on. Let's come on in. Coming in. Is the Bulls marketing team going to come back? Are they? Jacques, are you coming to come back? Tatiana, coming back.
Very good. You're playing them off.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm aiming for. Come on. We're going to give it 3,000 rand. Give it to me for 3,000 rand. 3,000 rand is going to come in right now. I feel it. Yes, it is an exclusive handmade doll. And it's, yes!
There you go.
Chanel! Going once. Going twice. Gone to Chanel. 3,000 rand!
Oh, guys, wow. That was very good. Felicity coming through with comparisons, emotional blackmail. Fantastic. Thank you, Chanel. Thank you, Bella.
Their marketing budget for the year done.
We're next year at Loftus. You can see the Super Cups, the Curry Cups, and then this.
Curry player.
It'll be a little tour.
Sorry, Jacques. Jacques is very upset.
Sorry, Sharky.
Well done, everybody. Chloe, you were fantastic, hey? Yeah. And Felicity nailing it there. And Jade, thank you very much, bud, for coming in and helping us with this. This was good fun.
Yeah, it was great fun. I wish all my auctions were like this. Thank you.
I do not think that Jade should tell us if we actually did well, Jade.
You guys were fantastic. Oh, okay. Look at the price you got.
Just checking.
Four and a half thousand rand in total, which can get us a push button coffee.
How exciting.
Machine. Do you know how much friendlier we are going to become?
Yes.
Wow, we'll be smiling.
Hey, with lacquer coffee, easy to make. Thank you, everybody. Good job.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.